proclaiming the living Christ.
Christ for the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring.
The Bible says, "Other foundation can no man lay than what is laid, which is Jesus Christ." For these uncertain times, this is our security and our hope for the future.
A living Christ we sing, Jesus our Lord.
Did you ever lose your way? Then you know what it's like to ask for directions. Just a few words from someone who knows the road, and you're back on the right way. But how about directions in life? No one has ever traveled your path before. You can't see beyond today. But God has promised guidance, divine guidance for you. This international broadcast of the Mennonite Hour from Harrisonburg, Virginia, opens a series directed to young people, for their journey of life is just beginning. What folly it is for anyone to set out alone. Make God your companion.
Astronomers tell us that the closest star to Earth next to the Sun is trillions of miles away, and that there are likely as many stars in the universe as there are grains of sand on all the seashores in the world. Does God, who created this great universe, which is beyond our comprehension, really care about you and me? Is it absurd, conceited, and presumptuous to believe that the omnipotent God personally loves each one of us and cares enough about us to direct the details of our lives? In many ways, it doesn't seem reasonable to think that the great God would bother about an individual. It would be more logical to believe that the Lord would deal with us as a human family, just as a king or president passes laws and functions for the good of a nation. A national leader wouldn't have the time to be concerned about the financial problems, family needs, business planning, and other details of each one of his subjects. Yet the Bible clearly tells us that God has a plan for each one of us and will personally be concerned about our smallest problems and help us with every detail. The Word of God says, "When any one of you needs wisdom, ask God. He is eager to help you and will never find fault with you for making requests. He will give you all the wisdom you need, but you must ask in faith. Do not have any doubts about God." It's thrilling to go to the Bible and find promise after promise that tells us that God is concerned about each one of us. The Scriptures abound with illustrations showing how God loved, helped, guided, protected, and cared for individuals. This means, for example, that no one has an excuse for living in sin. With God's personal help, how could he? The Bible says, "You can trust God. He will not let you be tempted beyond your strength. When you are tempted, God will provide the way of escape." The Lord also promises, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." So with the presence and power of God available at all times, how can one justify himself in yielding to temptation? The Apostle Peter takes away all the excuses we offer for our sinning when he says, "Christ, who is in you, is greater than the devil who is in the world." I must also remind you that God has provided happiness, divine guidance, and success for everyone. No one can blame his circumstances, the devil, his weaknesses, or anything else for his wasted or misspent life. The Bible says that the Lord who made us has a plan for each life and promises to give us everything we need to fulfill that plan. So why should one fail when the Almighty and all-knowing God of the universe is personally directing and controlling his life? The Lord says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And the Apostle Paul says, "God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." It is encouraging to know that the God who made us has not forsaken us for what would seem like more important responsibilities. Rather, he has offered himself and the resources of heaven to aid us in living according to the blueprint he has for our lives. Oh yes, there will be tests and trials, but the Bible says, "Cast all your care on the Lord, for you are his charge." We are indifferent about the way the majority of people we meet live and spend their time, but we are concerned about the little details of the lives of those we love. When I'm away from home, the daily and routine happenings of the family are reported by letter. I read with great interest about the baby's new tooth, the flat tire on the car, and the grades on the report card. This is the way of love. God's interest in every detail of our lives assures us of his love and concern for us. Life is made up of thousands of decisions. But it's relaxing to know that we who are ignorant of the future and limited in our knowledge can get guidance from an all-knowing Lord. He guides us in the way that is best for us, and in light of every circumstance of the past, present, and future. Yes, divine guidance is available for all who want it. In Psalm 32, God says, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go." Other scriptures promise, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. The Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul." And the detailed way in which God leads us is seen from Psalm 37. "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." It's wonderful to know that God loves us and that we can go to him for help and guidance. Since the Lord does not have any favorites, we know that divine guidance is not something exclusive for a privileged minority. It's available for all Christians, regardless of color, ability, nationality, finances, or age. So, whoever you are, if you are a disciple of Christ, happiness and success can be yours if you are willing to let the Lord lead you in life. The scriptures abound with promises telling us that God will help us in our decisions and lead us through life. But the question is, how does God do it? How can one be sure that his decisions are divinely inspired? A young lady I know was dating a young man regularly, but she was not sure that God meant for them to get married. He was growing more fond of her, so she felt, to be fair to him, either she must end their courtship or else let herself love him. After much thought and prayer, she secretly decided to ask God to guide her in the matter through a sign. It was near Christmas, so she told the Lord that if he wanted her to continue the courtship, then he should direct her friend to give her a certain gift as a Christmas present. Her covenant was unknown to anyone else. With a pounding heart, she awaited the outcome. When she came home from work Christmas Eve, there was a gift as she had prayed for. The family said it was from her boyfriend. After admiring the gift for a little, she dashed into her bedroom all excited because of the way the Lord had seemingly led her. However, her joy soon ended when her brother confessed they were teasing her and that he had bought her the gift. A few hours later, the boyfriend came with a beautiful gift for her, but it was not what she had prayed for. Her heart sank. Several days later, she came to ask me if she should end their romance. What would you have told her? How does an invisible God make known his will to us? Should we ask him for signs, as this young lady did with her Christmas gift? Should we spin a coin and pray for God to lead us in this way? Is God's will just making the most intelligent decision one can? Some people try to make their minds blank and then call the first idea that they get the Lord's leading. Others, after prayer, close their eyes, open the Bible at random, and put their finger on a verse, and believe that in that verse God has revealed His will to them. We won't have time on today's broadcast to start the discussion on how an invisible God leads us. We invite you to listen next week for more information on divine guidance. The ancient prophet Isaiah tells us why a Christian can live a relaxed and peaceful life in this topsy-turvy world. He says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." John Oxenham describes it beautifully in these lines, "Not for one single day can I discern my way, but this I surely know, who gives the day will show the way, so I securely go." When a person turns to God in vital faith, he gets divine guidance and finds all the resources he needs for happiness and success. The Lord has provided them in His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Moreover, your own completeness is only realized in Christ, who is the authority over all authorities and the supreme power over all powers." And Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." So for complete and abundant living, you must trust in Christ the Savior.
Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rocks and treacherous shore. Chart and compass came from thee, Jesus, Savior, pilot me.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the privilege of being Thy children. We thank Thee for the promises that Thou hast given to guide us through our lives. Help us, our Father, to be willing to follow Thee. Help us, our Father, to stay close to Thee so that we can fulfill the purpose for which Thou hast created us. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.